terrible place. Matter of fact, historians tell us that the town sewer system ran right through that area, so I guess it didn't smell very pretty either. And no telling what was going on in his cell or around it. But yet he said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. You know why? Joy gives you strength. Sadness drains your strength, but joy actually gives you strength. And the devil wants you to be weak. When the enemy comes against you, he's not trying to steal your stuff. He's trying to steal your joy. There are countless scriptures in the Word of God that tell us that we are to rejoice in the Lord. Well, what about the problem of sorrow? You know, in Nehemiah 8:10, they had rebuilt the wall around their city, and that was a big thing to rejoice about. And as part of that, the people stood and the Word of God was read to them pretty much all day. And the people began to weep because when they heard the Word, they were convicted of sin in their lives. Well, see, I remember when I first started going to church on a regular basis and hearing really good preaching that I could understand, there was never a message that I heard that I didn't need. But I didn't understand this thing about the difference between conviction and condemnation, and so I would leave feeling worse than I did when I came in because I felt like every message just showed me something else that was wrong with me. And I didn't know how to rejoice in that. But you see, I've learned now that when the Holy Spirit convicts me of sin, wow, I appreciate it. I thank Him for it because I can't do anything about something I'm not aware of. The truth will set you free. If you continue in My Word, Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. John 8:31 and 32. If you're truly My disciples, and you continue in My Word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Facing the truth about ourselves is one of the boldest and bravest and most courageous things that we can ever do. To be able to say, yes, this is a problem in my life. I admit it. I'm sorry. I repent. And God, I need Your help. I want to change, but I won't be able to change if You don't help me. I need You to help me. So Nehemiah, as the people began to weep as they heard the Word, he said, don't be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, you know, we may be sorry about different things for a season. We grieve over different things for a season. But the Bible says, weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Naturally, when you lose a loved one or you lose a job or you lose money you've worked hard to save, loss makes us sad, and there is a proper time for grieving, but we have to be careful that we don't let a spirit of grief attach itself to us. I mean, we all know people that perhaps lost their retirement and their job, and 20 years later, they're still bitter. Well, that's not helping them get back what they lost. But if they would do things God's way, He can not only restore what they lost, but give them more besides. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, when a loved one died, according to the law, they were given 30 days to mourn, and then they had to move on. Now, I'm not suggesting if you've lost someone that you love that after 30 days you got to get all happy again. But I think the point is made is that there's a time for mourning and weeping, but then eventually we do have to make a decision that we're going to press on. Now, can I tell you something? If you're here on the earth, there's a reason for you being here. Don't ever let the devil convince you that you have no purpose and you're useless. You have a purpose. You just need to find out what it is. And you might say, well, I'm trying, but I don't know what God wants me to do. Well, you know, one of the things I suggest, if you really don't know what God wants you to do, just start trying to do a few things and you'll find out pretty quick what works for you, where you fit, and where you don't.
Thanks for listening. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Let's remember these words and resist the temptation to lose our joy, especially in those troubled times. Fear and worry do not have to control us. As we grow closer to Jesus, our trust in Him strengthens, and we can choose to remain calm through any difficulty. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Well, I hope that you feel that I'm a partner in your life by teaching you the Word of God. And I'm asking you to partner with me in helping us continue reaching out not only to you through this program, but to so many people around the world that still don't know Jesus. Together, we can do so much more than what we can do by ourselves. So please, become a brand new partner with us today.
To join us in partnership right now, go to joycemeyer.org. Thank you so much.
And this is Prayer and Share, and you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. The phone number is
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
We started the morning with a $1,356 matching fund. How much time do we have left, David?
We have an hour and 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Hour and 2 minutes, 18 seconds. We just played Joyce Meyer, and we would like to jump to our next program, which would be our dear friend from the Port St. Lucie area right here on the Treasure Coast, Trevor Banks, his program. But first, we want to let you know that your participation right now would be really great because we do have $976, not to make mention of the major fact that David turned 76 today. So
<That's right. laughs>
somebody's going to break that secret code. But you said there might be a bargain tomorrow?
Yes. Well, you know, now that we have a deal maker as a president, and I've been thinking, you know, deal making deals. So I'm thinking earlier, I'd say today is my birthday. And so if you wanted to honor that by making a $76 donation, especially first-time givers, that'd be great. But if you would like to save some money, if you wait until tomorrow, my wife's birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 75. You could save a dollar if you would wait and then donate $75.
You could save a dollar tomorrow.
In well, honor of her birthday.
All in good humor, raising funds for the glory of God to keep this ministry on the air. And so we are looking for your call. We right now have $976 remaining. And it's interesting that we ended up with that number. Thank you very much, Roger and Kathy, for your donation. Thank you for Tom and Sharon stepping up there with the $20 donation, both of those, the $360 and the $20 being matching funds, leaving us with $976. And we are looking for fresh donations this morning. Maybe you've just sent yours in, and we may not have received it yet. I'm not going through the mail pouches yet. It's too early in the morning to do that. We're just doing good to be here.
Amen. Amen. By the way, we're not making this up about birthdays.
Yes.
You know, if you want to drive by the station, I'll show you my driver's license. Sherry just reminded me. Now, this is, again, God's will doing something here.
Okay.
You know, and so now, but this is not a good deal. You wait till Wednesday. Sherry's birthday is Wednesday, March the 18th.
Yep.
And if you wait till Wednesday, then she'll be 77.
Oh, boy. It's going to cost you more.
It's going to cost you $2 more if you do it on Wednesday as opposed to tomorrow, which is my wife's 75th. Anyway, you think about it. You pray about it. But these are opportunities. And, you know, let's just do it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Not for
Amen.
Us.
Amen. And there's somebody calling in, and they may have a birthday, and maybe they're a little older, and they're going to share with us.
That's
it
right.
would cost a little more. All right, the phone number again, Karen, let's get those numbers out and how you can give. We'll be watching online as well.
That number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you could give at WCNO.com. Right at the home page up in the top right corner says donate. You could click on that and make your credit card donation. Or you can text WCNO to 24365.
All right, and we are looking for your call. We do have matching funds right now, $976 remaining. And I believe David said we have just slightly over an hour to actually match that fully up because I think he worked off of the 1-3-5-6 to come up with the time. And so we want to thank that angel.
Looks like 58 minutes and 35 seconds.
Oh, 58 minutes, 35 seconds. But we are on the road. We are making progress. And, of course, we have a bunch of mail that came in. We're going to be digging into the mail a little later this morning. And we do have some matching funds that's going to be coming up later. I know because we have some donors that have already communicated with us. And so those will be coming up later. We have to clear this one out before we can jump into the next one. But right now, all the way up to $976, and it was just kind of interesting and humorous that David turned 76 today. Mm-hmm. And here early in the morning, we're able to pick on him a little bit. And I won't let anyone know that I called him an old geezer, but it was just in joy and celebration. And he's very young for 76.
Yeah, he is.
He's very young for that. Let's go to the next program, and it's On to Perfection with Apostle Trevor Banks. We are going to try to work in as many of our programs as we possibly can, but the phone lines are open. Phone lines are open right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we are looking for some to join Gideon's Army. That's at least a dollar a day. That would be about $30 a month, and you can just set that up and let that run for the next 6 months. That would be a great blessing. Or you may want to call in with a one-time gift. Some give $5 a month, some give $10, some give $100, $200, $300, whatever God puts on your heart. We have a budget to raise to cover the cost of operation right here at WCNO. And if you believe in this ministry and you appreciate the ministry that goes out, then we need to hear from you. And the sooner we have raised the operational budget, the sooner we are able to get back to the full program schedule. So please give us a call. If you do call in and all the phone lines are open, sometimes all the staff scramble to get to the phones and we miss a call occasionally, go ahead and leave a message with a phone number and say, my name is, and I am planning to give, and this is my phone number, and we'll go ahead and give you a shout back. Hopefully we'll catch up with you. I know some of you are on the way to work, so you may not be able to take the call, but we will make a note of that and try to catch back up, and we will go ahead and count that in. Incidentally, if you're not able to grab a credit card or a debit card or whatever, we take pretty much everything, but if you're not able to do that because you're driving, you could call in and say, my name is Pam Smith or Joe Smith or whatever, and give your name and address. We could take it as a pledge. And those pledges we count right into the incoming resources today. And this is the way we as a faith ministry have seen the Lord provide for our bills. So we have Diane, and we do have a prayer request that's coming in. And Diane is also making a donation of $25, and that $25 is going to be matching funds. And she is requesting that we lift up aging parents' health and Diane's health as well, and for our country. So, Father, we see all of these as major mountains that you know how to handle. And my wife and I, having taken in her parents and had both of them in our home up into their 90s and seen them graduate to glory right from our house, Father, we know that our parents need to be surrounded by the love of God. We lift up this family and all the families, and all of the parents, all the individuals that are aging, pray for strength and health today. Pray for Diane's health as well. And, Father, we certainly remember our country. For, Father, any blessing that we have is because you have blessed us. And we call our nation back to its foundation. We call our nation back to the altar. Call our nation back to the cross to trust in God again. May revival fire burn across our land, we ask in Jesus' name. Well, the phone lines are open. We do have some calls out. We're going to add this in. And Diane, thank you very much. That 25 is going to become 50. That's going to be a great blessing. As we move along through the morning, we're just kind of getting started. This is day one. We have set aside 2 weeks. We don't need to wait 2 weeks. If we can meet our $225,000 budget earlier, we will do that. And as soon as we reach that, we will get back totally to our regular schedule. And so your gift today will move us in that direction. Again, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And again, thank you to the angel that opened the morning up with a matching fund challenge, $1,356. taking that direct